grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This morning I would like to draw your attention to a few words of St. Paul from the epistle which was just read. His words in the third verse of the 12th chapter of his first letter to the Corinthians. No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Charismatics, for whom this epistle selection is a favorite text, often complain that only those give proper attention to the third person of the Trinity, and that for most people, he is the neglected person of the Godhead. They may well be right so far as this second criticism is concerned. We honor the Father for creating heaven and earth, and we honor the Son for having come into the world to suffer and die for our sins and for the sins of all mankind. Yes, we stand in awe of the first person in the Trinity. We marvel at his wisdom and skill in making this very complicated world in which we live. And we stand in awe of the love of the Son, who was willing to give up his existence in heaven, to assume human flesh, and to suffer and die for our sins. But we often forget that we would not and could not accept by faith these biblical accounts were it not for the power of the Holy Spirit. There's another aspect to this whole matter, though, to this neglect of the third person of the Trinity, and that is that I suspect one of the reasons for our neglect of the Holy Spirit is that old demon of work righteousness. We downplay the work of the Holy Spirit because we would like to think that we can come to faith by our own power, by our own reason, by our own desire to believe. Well, if that were true, then we should at least claim a little bit of credit for ourselves. We ask the doubters who question the biblical record. We ask the skeptics who blaspheme and ridicule the account that God has given us. We've done the good work of believing. After all, we have made the decision for Christ. After all, we have opened our hearts to let Jesus in. Now, all of us must fight the temptation to work righteousness. We all want a little credit, and we all want to feel that we are at least a little better than others. But Paul says, except by the Holy Spirit, it is only by his power that you and I are able to confess that Jesus is Lord. There is no way in which we can create faith in our hearts. It is solely the work of the Holy Spirit. And what is equally important, it is a matter of his grace that we have come to believe. It is by grace that Jacob has been chosen over Esau. And it is this grace that is as undeserved as the Father's grace in sending his Son and the Son's grace in offering himself as a sacrifice for our sins. There's a great deal of comfort for us in our ministry in these words. And Paul says that No one can say that Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We are responsible for the success of the good news that we preach. We don't have to play the numbers game and measure the success of the work that we do in terms of those who come to hear our proclamation of the word. Our Lord himself gathered only a small group in the 3 years of his public ministry here on earth. The largest gathering of the disciples immediately after the resurrection was 500, according to St. Paul. And even of these, St. Matthew tells us that some doubted. It was only on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was active, that the number of believers jumped and skyrocketed. You see, this work was important, even as the church was founded. We all feel the compulsion to go out and proclaim the word, to make disciples, and certainly that's a very fine thing. But we all feel frustration also when the seed that we sow falls on stony ground or among the thorns or by the wayside. There is a warrant for such frustration, because it is not our responsibility to create faith in the hearts of our hearers. Our task is simply to proclaim. It is the task of the Holy Spirit to create that faith by which they lay hold of the merits of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as our text points out, it is only He who can create that faith. Neither we nor they are capable of doing that. Thank God, then, that you and I can be satisfied when the word is proclaimed, and that we do not have to feel the obligation to join in the numbers game. The charismatics may be right in saying that the Holy Spirit and His work is neglected, yet all too often they not only want to claim credit for His work in their heart, but they also want to dictate to Him how He is to work. Proper praise for the Holy Spirit is to recognize what He does in creating faith in our heart and His power in doing so. It is that we will do today and every day. Amen.